He is the King of creation. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia,
give praise to His name.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. Benedict's. We're so happy that you're here. And if you're visiting us, you're one of our guests, we're very happy to have you. Today we have a very special visitor. We have the Archbishop of the Interior Province of West Africa, the Bishop of Liberia, Archbishop Jonathan Hart, and we want to welcome him to our church. The Archbishop was vacationing here with his daughter, who's a member of our congregation, Victoria, and we're very blessed to have him with us, and we pray for your ministry, Archbishop, in that region of the world, which you know is going through lots of different things. You're in our prayers. You and your people are in our prayers. Now, there was a lady that had lots and lots of faith. She was a real evangelical, real charismatic lady, and she'd come out to her front porch every day, and she'd raise her hands up in prayer and say, "Praise God for this beautiful day. Praise you, Lord, for everything you've given me. Thank you, Lord, for being here with me and with my family. We're so happy, Lord, and we're so blessed to be able to be alive." And as she said her prayers, they became louder and louder. Everyone in the neighborhood could always hear her prayers. But at one point, her next-door neighbor, who was not a believer, you know, he thought of himself as an atheist, decided to take a few jabs at her, you know? So he'd say things like, "Oh, lady, who are you talking to? There's no one up there listening. Why are you wasting your time with that? Stop doing that." And the lady would just praise God all the louder, trying to drown out the sound of her neighbor's voice. Well, one day, things got really rough for this lady of faith and her family. They were short on food. They didn't have the necessary things they needed. And so she went out into the porch again and said, "I praise you, God, for all your blessings, and I know you will provide. We don't have enough food. I don't have enough to make, you know, for my children and grandchildren, but I just want to thank you for everything, Lord. I know you're going to provide. I know and I trust in you." Sure enough, that day, the atheist neighbor who heard her prayer decided to go to the nearby supermarket, and he got lots and lots of groceries, enough to feed an army. And he brought them and put them all in the front porch. And the lady came out for her, you know, afternoon prayers and looked at all the groceries and says, "Oh, look at this. What a blessing." And she started screaming again in praise. "Lord, thank you. Thank you for this food. Thank you for the bountiful blessings that come from you. I thank you for the many blessings you've given me. Now I have enough food to feed my family for a week. This is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you." And just as she's saying her prayers, you know, the atheist neighbor says, "God didn't get you that stuff. I went to the supermarket and I bought it for you. I can even show you the receipt. Look, it's here. I got it for you just to help you. Forget about that. It wasn't God that provided." The lady raised her arms up again and said, "Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you because you got me all of this and you made the devil pay for it." Now today, in the gospel, we have another woman of faith, a woman with bold faith. She was not afraid of her circumstances or the prejudices against her. She went to that house because she heard that Jesus would be there. And she had enough faith and trust to know that Jesus could do something for her. She went there anyway, in spite of the fact that people thought of her as a sinner, in spite of the fact that she was not part of the in-religious group, if you will. She went. Her faith led her there. And I want to share with you three lessons I believe we can take from this gospel today. Three basic lessons. The first is that sometimes we too are afraid, and fear paralyzes us. It doesn't allow us to take the steps we should be taking, especially in our life with the Lord. And the first thing we got to remember is our faith calls us to go beyond that fear and trust in God. She went to that house because she knew the Savior was there. She knew the Messiah was there. And even though all those other religious folks didn't really know who Jesus was, as a matter of fact, they doubted. Did you hear that? Oh, if he was really a prophet, he would know who this woman was, right? They doubted him. They who were the professional religious folks doubted him. But that woman had faith. She knew who Jesus was. She knew what Jesus could do for her. And she didn't allow any of her fears to keep her from going to Jesus. Sometimes because of fear, we do not live our faith lives the way that we should be living them. Truly trusting God, truly trusting in His providence, truly expecting the blessings of God. Our fear paralyzes us and we think that same old, it's always going to be the same. And that's not the truth. The truth revealed by God is that Jesus can change and transform all things, even what seems impossible to transform. The second lesson I get from this lady is that she goes there with great humility. You notice how everyone around her had tagged her as a sinner, a sinful woman. But she went there with her jar, her alabaster jar. It kind of sounds like it's some kind of fancy jar, right? And the fancy jar filled with the ointment. And she takes it over there. And the gospel tells us that she cried and sobbed. Now, I don't know about you, but I want us to do a little exercise right now, a little spiritual exercise. Have you ever imagined yourself at the feet of Jesus? Have you ever imagined what it would be like for you to be at the feet of the Lord, to be able to tell Him anything you want to tell Him, to be able to say anything, and not just that, but what would the Lord tell you about your life, your situation? What would the Lord say? This woman, according to the gospel, didn't really say much. She cried. The gospel says she sobbed. And she cried. It speaks to me about repentance. She went there to Jesus with a repentant heart. Her tears flowed because she realized that she was in the presence of the one who could forgive her and who could save her. And those tears speak louder than words. It was her way of saying, I'm sorry, Lord. I want to live a new life. I want to walk in your ways. The second lesson I get from today's gospel is we have to approach the Lord with humility. We have to come to the Lord and we have to empty ourselves. Empty ourselves of the baggage that we carry, the things that really don't belong to us, because you know what? The Lord already died on the cross. Already shed His blood for our salvation. We carry a lot of burdens that are not ours. The Lord Jesus, through the power of His blood, has freed you from your sins. By the power of God's grace, we are saved. Did you see that letter of Paul to the Galatians? There's a good connection there, isn't there? Oh, people who think that because they do these things and they follow the ways of the law, he's criticizing his own people, Paul. He's saying, it's not by the works of the law that we're saved, it's by Christ, by the grace of God that we are saved. And this woman knew that. She probably had no real knowledge of Scripture. She had no knowledge of religious things. But in her heart, she could see God. And in her heart, she could comprehend that Jesus was the only one who could do something for her. And so when she anointed his feet with oil, when she kissed his feet, when she dried his feet with her hair, she was showing that she was emptying herself in a humble way before the greatness of God, realizing that God could do this, that God could free her from her burden. Her burden was her sin. She was cast out, the object of bigotry and prejudice by many in the society, because she probably was someone who they didn't want to be around. But she came to the Lord anyway, and with humility, she emptied herself. The third thing I want you to think about, I want you to think about the power of faith. You notice how Jesus immediately responds to Peter and to the others that were there, that were all listening. He immediately says to them the answer to all of their doubts and all of their problems and all of their issues. The answer is true faith. Because he says to this woman, "Your faith has healed you. Your faith has saved you." Do we really, really have faith? Do we really understand what it means to live as people of faith? Do we understand that faith has consequences? Faith has consequences in every aspect of our lives. You can't put faith in a compartment. You know, your Sunday morning compartment. You know, like a chest of drawers, you know, where you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they say that Mr. Business went to church. He went to church each Sunday, but Mr. Business went to hell for what he did on Monday. Right? Does faith impact every aspect of our life? It should. Does our faith in the Lord, does our faith in Jesus impact every aspect of our life? Do we see faith as an essential ingredient of our existence? Because this woman's faith is what moved Jesus. Her faith, her trust, her ability to not be concerned with all of the people around her, keeping her from doing what she knew in her heart she needed to do. She needed to go to the feet of Jesus. She needed to go to the source of life and grace. She needed to go to the Savior. And it was by her faith that she was able to do that. And so today I ask you, how's your faith doing? Do you trust God? Do you know that that relationship of faith is a relationship of trust? Trust in a good God, the God that wants to save you, redeem you, transform you. The God, by the power of His grace, by the power of His grace, that God came and dwelt among us to save us. And that's the kind of faith that this woman displayed, the kind of faith that Jesus was quick to point out to the others. You know, if we come to the Lord with an open heart, if we come to the Lord with humility, if we recognize the power of the gift we have received, the power of the gift of faith, it changes things. Our life with Jesus is not just meant to be a repetition of rituals, a repetition of traditions. Oh, we've always done it this way. Our life with Jesus is meant to be a life of total transformation, becoming more and more the image and likeness of a good God, a loving God, a God that invites us to humbly be at His feet, to recognize the strength of His power, and to recognize that through that grace, through that grace of God, through that power that comes from God, all things can be changed and all things can be transformed. For nothing is impossible with God. if we put our faith in the Lord, if we humbly go to His feet, the Lord can transform any situation that seems impossible for us. If we just trust in God and trust in His ways. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.